Hey, gang. Welcome to the show. I guess I usually let the music go on a little bit longer than that, but I'm making up for yesterday when I forgot my microphone. Welcome to the show. Welcome to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, which is the home of the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help us God. And if you want to continue to hear the whole truth and nothing but the truth, go to RBN, click on the donate button, go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send money. This is the time to send money to keep RBN alive. This is our fundraiser, and we need it. But I'm Patrick Slattery. I'm coming to you from the Co-Certified Studios in beautiful downtown Burbank. And I will be taking callers today. I haven't taken callers for a while because of whatnot. And the number here is 1-844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. I've got that right, don't I? No, I don't. Sorry. Scratch that. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I thought there was something wrong with that. Okay, so there's been all sorts of stuff going on since I last had calls. And I know last week I was trying to elicit a call from William from Montana to talk about the INF Treaty. A lot of stuff has happened since then. Obviously, you know, we had the pipe bomb hoaxes, but we also had this, what we have to call this tragedy in Pittsburgh. We addressed it with David Duke and Mark Collett on yesterday's show to an extent. I know there's a tendency when shootings happen that, you know, people aren't – we live in a low-trust society. And I can understand why we live in a low-trust society because, A, anybody can look around. Anybody who's thinking can look around and say, hey, things aren't what they're supposed to be. There's something wrong here. That's pretty obvious. And then when you combine it with the technology, the graphics and information technology that makes the special effects in movies so possible, how do you even try to prove anything to people? So I understand that. On the other hand, I hear so many times, whether it was, you know, Orlando or wherever, Las Vegas or wherever, you often hear about crisis actors and false flags and whatnot. And it's not as if these things are impossible. They're possible. But sometimes you get to the extent where you're necessitating just such a massive conspiracy with so many conspirators that it becomes extremely unwieldy, to say the least. But here's actually what I really want to address is here we are in the United States. And like I said before, people can look around and say, things aren't what they're supposed to be. Is this really, you know, is this really all democracy and freedom? Is that really what we're talking about? Is that what we have here? We don't. There's something wrong going. There's something wrong. There's a lot wrong. And people feel it. They don't necessarily know what's behind it, what's the cause of it. But people, there's this massive feeling that things aren't right. There's this massive feeling of despair amongst a great deal of the population. Here's a case in point. We have and have had for a number of years an average of something like 7,000 suicides per year just among military veterans. The total number of suicides is in the tens of thousands. It's becoming a leading cause of death, especially among middle-aged white men. It's becoming a leading cause of death. But just because we have the figures, 7,000 a year, it comes out to about 19 every day of veterans from these recent wars, okay, let alone all the other people who are killing themselves, just veterans of recent war. Veterans of recent war are trained. They're militarily trained. Now, this alleged gunman in Pittsburgh, as far as I know, he's not a veteran. And when we hear about these various shootings, for the most part, I don't know if any of the recent ones have been veterans or not. So I'm not certainly not imputing veterans. But what I'm saying is you've got, at a minimum, 19 well-trained, you know, militarily trained men, and I guess some women, but mostly men, every day, who are so desperate and in so much despair that they take their own lives. And like I said, we're not hearing of them going out in a blaze of glory and taking a lot of people with them. Frankly, you know, when you think of it, if you've got 7,000 every year military veterans, not to mention the other tens of thousands of people who commit suicide, but tens of thousands, I mean, 7,000 every year who take their own lives, even if it was only 0.1%, who were going to go out in a blaze of glory, that would be 7 per year. And I say blaze of glory, you know, just euphemistically. It's amazing that what I'm saying is that there's such a potential for catastrophic violence, for people using terroristic, desperation, whatever you want to call it, but utilizing violence, there's such a potential for it that I think we could call our present situation a powder keg. I really do. And this is something I've been talking about. I mentioned this on yesterday's show. I haven't reviewed it in the past 24 hours, but I'm sure it would stand up very well. Mark Collett and I debated earlier this year, I guess at the beginning of the year, Halsey English and Tom Luongo. The headliners of the debate were Mark Collett and Halsey English. And if you go to Google, probably rather than YouTube, you could go to YouTube. YouTube, after it was such a sensation for about 18 hours, they put it into some sort of restricted status. You could still probably find it. And everybody said how well Mark did. I don't think I was chopped liver exactly. I thought I did pretty well. But I think in retrospect, if you go back and you hear some of the things I was saying about the desperation of the situation, the desperation that people feel, and the need to be able to talk about it, the need to be able for our people in particular to bring our grievances to the public forum. And we can't. And so without knowing anything to the contrary, just taking at face value the reports from this past weekend, the shooter who I think, you know, is, again, premised on taking things at face value is, you know, he's going to face the death penalty. I don't support the death penalty, frankly, but I wouldn't. I think whatever this guy, based on taking things at face value, whatever this guy gets, you know, he deserves. But like I say, I don't personally favor the death penalty on a, you know, principle. But having said that, the grievance that he allegedly was expressing is a valid grievance. Now, the problem is what he's done, besides being morally reprehensible, makes it so much more difficult for anybody now to express that grievance. He's actually censored us, this guy. If we take things at face value. Jeremy from Kentucky, thank you for calling in. Jeremy, how are you today?
Doing very well, Dr. Slattery. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring up several things. Number one, how our talking points are being hurled, and not just pushed into the mainstream, but hurled at rapid speeds. I wanted to comment a little bit on the shooter situation here, with the synagogue being shot up. So yesterday, as you guys know, I monitor Rush Limbaugh. And I don't want anybody to miss RBN programming to listen to Rush, okay? You can pull Rush up on YouTube and listen later, or you can pull up the transcripts and just read what the show was about if you want to catch up on him. And the only reason I listen to him is not to get any kind of truth. It's to get my finger on the pulse of American mainstream Republican conservatism and what these people are thinking. And I think it's a good idea to kind of get an idea of how they're, the direction that they're going and what they're talking about. So yesterday's show, Rush dealt with Jewish power. It was very interesting. And he had a couple of callers on that didn't identify themselves as Jews, but they had this really strong accent. I mean, I don't know. I think that maybe they were, and maybe they were even set up. I think he takes calls that are set up on occasion. Now, I've gotten through a few times, and I know that there's legit calls. But yesterday, the premise of the discussion was, and Rush actually said the words, that this shooter was thinking that he was lashing out against worldwide Jewish people. I thought he was going to say power, but he didn't. He said worldwide Jewish people, and I think that's interesting. I think the words Jewish and power are not allowed to be said together in mainstream, ever. And that's one thing. But he had a couple of callers on, and so, of course, what he was pushing for was Democrats are the real anti-Semites. And Obama's whole relationship with the pastor from the crazy church, Jeremiah, whatever, and Farrakhan. Apparently Obama was in pictures with Farrakhan.
Yes.
And so the picture being painted was that Democrats and leftists are the real anti-Semites. But then they had some callers, and they had to deal with this fact that how a lot of these Jews in America are, like, they appear to be against Israeli politics. So Rush labels these as leftist Jews. Mm-hmm. But this female caller brought up the fact that Jews consider themselves a race, regardless of their religion, so it's not a religious thing. I'll tell you, I'm sitting here, and, these are some things that you would hear on your program or Dr. Duke's program. And I think that they're dealing with them not to spread any kind of truth, but they have to deal with them. And they want to deal with this because everyone's talking about it, and they want to redirect, the 20-plus million listeners of Rush, and they want to redirect the media in general, to not have to deal with Jewish power in a truthful manner. But it was a very fascinating show. But the premise was that only leftist Jews and only leftist Democrats and leftist-thinking people are anti-Semites. But see, my call to Rush a week and a half ago proves that that's not true, because out of the gate I said I'm a Trump supporter, America first, and, everything that the listeners of Rush Limbaugh say they stand for. But yet I spoke out against Israel. So they can't paint that picture, but that's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard any of this from yesterday, any clips of that show? Because it was very fascinating.
No, and that sounds very interesting. Now, I don't typically monitor Rush. I do from time to time listen to NPR, especially if I'm in the car. And there was an interesting segment on NPR where they had an official from the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, which allegedly was that was the grievance expressed by this shooter, was that he was mad at the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society for bringing in all of these, so-called refugees. And the woman was saying, we don't bring them in. We don't bring anybody here. The government brings them here, and then we greet them at the airport and make sure they have food in the refrigerator. She says that. And then not 60 seconds later, she had been asked, well, how about, you know, the refugees they help? What are they telling you? And she says, quoting the refugees, this is the official from the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. She says, oh, they, you know, they're calling us and they're saying, did we do something wrong? I mean, you brought us here and now you're being attacked. So she's quoting the immigrants themselves as having told them, you brought us here. You brought us here, speaking to the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, not 1 minute after she's saying, we didn't bring them here. So, you know, there's, and I think a lot of this is self-delusion. I want to bring up one more example. I was reading, you know, I don't know if it was CNN or where. It was an account of, you know, an on-the-street interview with somebody in Pittsburgh who was saying, I can't understand why people would be mad at us. Everywhere I go, I walk in this neighborhood, everywhere I go, I just see signs, evidence of good that we've done. I see, you know, all of these refugees that we've helped and we've brought here. And of course, this is exactly what the shooter's grievance was about. And so I think, you know, there are people at the top who probably have, you know, a bird's eye view of this and know exactly what they're doing. But I think the man on the street, like this person who is being interviewed, they completely think that what they are doing, whether it's bringing in refugees, whether it's pushing for gay marriage, they think they are doing, you know, what God's work or whatever, that they think that this is fixing the world. This is Takum Olam. They really, I think the man on the street, to a large extent, really believes it. Maybe they've got one eye shut to the implications. You know, there's a certain amount of semi-conscious self-delusion. You know, they're turning a blind eye to what this is doing to the, you know, majority population. But I think to a large extent, they're able to, you know, they buy into this. You know, at what level there is awareness of the damage it's doing to other people, it's hard to say, and I'm sure it varies. But I wanted to bring in those examples.
Very good examples, and that proves that the left, because NPR is as left as you get, my goodness.
Right. Absolutely.
And the right, and even the right wing, which Rush Limbaugh is as right mainstream as you get, they're both having to deal with this issue. Now, what I found interesting on Rush is not one time was David Duke's name brought up. I didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. Now, I went back to the transcripts just earlier today before I called you.
That's fine.
And that they're not bringing his name up once. But they did bring up Farrakhan like multiple times and Jeremiah Wright and the likes of them. So it's just fascinating that the picture they're trying to paint to get us to stop us from thinking about how people on both sides could oppose Jewish mm-hmm. power or the privilege of Israel. But, I mean, I'll tell you, one dangerous place this could go is that this shooter, his mentality is the mentality of a lot of people on
our circle. Can you hang on till after the break?
Yep.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Patrick Slattery and Jeremy from Kentucky. And Jeremy, I think you were hitting on really the point I was trying to make in a long-winded way, but you said there are a lot of people who have the same kind of mindset, more or less, as this the shooter allegedly had. And I was talking to somebody over the weekend, and, you know, she was saying, which you hear all the time, I can't understand how anybody would think like that. And, you know, maybe it's the definition of the word understand. I mean, what I try to do is to get into people's heads and I try to understand their thinking. So I'm saying, well, I understand this thinking. I don't condone it, but I understand it. And the same way I was just saying before the break, the Jewish man on the street. I think, you know, a lot of people at the very top have a bird's eye view and really know what's going on. But I think the 11 presumably too slow to get out of the way elderly people in this synagogue, I would assume that their mindset was more like, we're fixing the world, we're doing good. I think you got to get inside people's mindset. But certainly the point that you made, and that's why I'm not as much of a broken record as Dr. Duke, who's always talking about the need for nonviolence. But, you know, I do say, not just nonviolence, but really, I don't see why you have to have animosity. People are people. Most people are just going to drink the Kool-Aid that's around them. They are. And I don't think you can really have animosity on a personal level towards people unless they're have the intellectual capabilities and the information to really know what's going on. Those are the people that maybe you could have some animosity towards, but the typical person, no. But I thought that was a really important point that you raised. Would you like to continue, on that thought there about all these people who might, who have these same grievances?
Yeah, and where I was really going with that, I want to make this point and then get on back to work and let some more callers weigh in. But what I was making the point of is that when I said people have the mentality of this shooter, I didn't necessarily mean violent tendencies, and I don't think you took it that way. What I'm talking about is people in our circle. How many people within the white nationalist circle or the, white civil
Patriot
rights circle,
movement.
Whatever,
yeah, mm-hmm.
they will say they'll be critical of Trump, and they'll say, you know what? Trump is a Jewish tool, and he's bowing to Israel, and he's just part of some plan. Wasn't that exactly
exactly how I took your statement. That's exactly what I thought you were referring to.
Well, what makes this dangerous is, like, the fake bomber guy that was caught last week or whatever, like, he was obviously painted to be a Trump supporter, like a cartoon painting, you know? It was so obvious that he was a Trump supporter. Okay, but this guy is a Trump critic. So, no, I'm not saying this guy was a false flag. I'm sure people died, whatever. I'm saying the people that control our government are capable of something like this. If they're capable of 9/11, they're capable of killing 11 old Jews. If this thing was meant to target us, they pulled it off brilliantly, because his mentality is really the mentality of a lot of people I hear on our side, and even myself. How many debates have you and I had about whether Trump's a puppet or not? So this isn't just targeting Trump supporters. This is targeting some of the more critical thinking white nationalists in the country. And that's kind of scary, because it would be easy for Trump and his side to put out legislation to attack people with this mindset, which would put us in danger. That's all I'm just going to throw that out, and I don't want to speculate anymore.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
We're about a minute or two from the next break, but I guess I'll let you get back to work, because I know, like many of us, you have to work for a living, and I appreciate that.
I do, but I'll be listening religiously, Doctor. Thanks for your show, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. Okay, and next we'll go to Dan from Washington. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, so what's on your mind?
Just on what you guys were talking about, I heard Michael Savage, and he was trying to get in the mind of the shooter, and he says, I don't know why he would blame Jews. It's the Catholics that are letting all the immigrants in. So he kind of shifted the blame to the Catholics. And another interesting...
Well, I mean, there are all sorts of Christian groups that participate in this, but I think the leadership role we can identify. But please continue.
Well, yeah, I would agree. And he's ignoring the immense control over media and money that the Jews have to push these agendas. I know you got a break,
You're welcome to hang on after the break. I don't have another caller waiting at this point.
Okay, go ahead. Thanks.
Okay, well, we've got it. We still have another minute or so.
Did you also hear Democracy Now with Amy Goodman? She had the Jewish guy in Trump's cabinet that's supposed to be an immigration hawk. Is it
Steve Miller? Steve Miller. Okay, that would be interesting. No, I didn't hear that.
Well, she interviewed a guy from this group, this highest group, and he was talking about the hate.
Now we're going to the break, but I want you to stay on because I think this sounds important. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com. ChestPain.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to National Bugle Radio with Patrick Slattery and Dan from Washington. So, Dan, you were watching Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. There's plenty we could say about that show. And she had Stephen Miller, the Trump's Jewish speechwriter, who is an immigration hawk. And who else was on the show?
Him as a guest, she had his uncle, and his uncle, Stephen Miller's uncle, was running this highest group, bringing the immigrants in. So there's like a big controversy between the Jew that one of the heads of this highest group is related to Stephen Miller, like his family dispute type thing. It was a very interesting show.
And so Stephen Miller was on with his own uncle, or was Stephen Miller on that show?
I'm sorry. Stephen Miller was not on. His uncle was on. His uncle was, basically talking bad about Stephen Miller, like he's like the black sheep of the family or something.
Right.
But it's just interesting how much power that those two people have, and they're in the same family, over our politics, where the... And the uncle was just, talking about people like us. We're just losers. We're unhappy in our own life. And that's why we don't want massive immigration. And what about the Holocaust? All the typical talking points. But I just thought that was interesting that how much that they're related. And they're two very powerful people on two opposite ends controlling opposing sides, but they're on the same team as Jews, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that there's another example I can think of, which would be Sidney Blumenthal, the close confidant of the Clintons, and Max Blumenthal, who's always, he'll go over to Israel and interview people about how they want to genocide the Palestinians, and then he just exposes it to the world. So you do have that. It's more typical to have something like Irving Kristol and William Kristol, father and son, or the Poteritz, I guess it's the last name, father and son, or the whole Kagan clan, Elena, not Elena, but Donald Kagan, Fred Kagan, Robert Kagan, and then Robert's wife, Victoria Nuland. That's more typical. But yeah. I mean, like in any family, you can have these family ruptures.
Well, it's just about depression. I mean, I've been demoralized basically since college. I went to the Army and then I went to college and thought I'd meet a woman. And you see all these movements, the radical, the feminist movement, the free trade, the jobs going overseas. And it's very easy for people, you know, the housing, the price of buying a house in most areas where you grow up, you can't even afford to live where you grew up. And then you're lorded over by these people like Mark Zuckerberg, and it's not a very pleasant society. That it doesn't make you hopeful, but to me, violence. You and David Duke and Stormfront, we've never preached violence, and what always steers me clear about violence is trying to wake people up. When you see how it's a psychological war, and most of these people aren't worth me going to jail for, you know, the anti-white whites and the people, the left wingers, you know, our fight is a psychological fight, not to end up going to jail for these people, because they wouldn't appreciate it anyway if you did something like that.
No, it is psychological. I'm not a fan of what's the guy's name, Alex Jones. You know, he has his site InfoWars, but it really is kind of a struggle for people's minds. It's an informational struggle. So I was bringing up the debate that Mark Collett and I had with Halsey English and Tom Luongo, and the point that I was making was that if you shut up people, you deplatform and shut up and silence voices like myself or David Duke or Mark Collett, people who are voicing grievances but calling for nonviolent means of resolving these grievances. If you silence us, what are you going to be left with? You're going to be left with people who have no voice but the same grievances. And, you know, they have no voice. They have, the whatever potential leadership or direction that they could get from more reasonable people in the movement, they're deprived of it. Is it a surprise that you're going to have, when you have such a powder keg, that you're not going to have, is it such a surprise to have explosions? And the other thing is, what happens when something like this happens, all it does is it increases the paranoia of the Jewish community. And I think that they're pretty predisposed to paranoia in the first place through, cultural reasons. And maybe, who knows, maybe they're genetically predisposed to paranoia. But certainly if you look at their culture and, their religion, it is a very, very paranoid mindset. And so this just goes and reinforces. Excuse me?
It works for them because it's one more thing that they can play victim, it's one more strike against the Jews that they can claim victimhood about without recognizing what they've done to people to provoke that action.
Right. And I feel that a big reason that they feel the need to completely dominate societies and shut down any voice that would call them out on it is because they're paranoid. Everything is about to be another Nazi Holocaust. And if they don't completely control events, then, they're going to be Holocausted again. And it's this very mindset that pushes them to, enact policies and take actions that are then going to elicit violence, because there's no other means. They shut off all other means of resolving disputes, of conflict resolution. There's no means for conflict resolution if we're not allowed to talk. And so if you can't resolve the conflict, you're going to have conflict.
Yeah, right? And you would think that they would learn after being kicked out of, what, 250 countries over 2,000 years? But it's very discouraging that it's like you would think they'd be reasonable people, but they're trying to cover up the truth. So the truth to them is an attack on them. It's weird, because if you just state the truth, they lie to your face and say that's an attack. And so it's very discouraging, because it's like you'd think you could sit down and reason with them as a rational human being. But, you know, when you look at history for 2,000 years, you got to wonder. It's just...
So yeah. And I think there are those high up, you know, near the top, who have a better bird's eye view of things and really probably don't think that they're like on the verge of being Holocausted, and they really are out for world domination. But I don't think that they could have nearly as much success as they are having if it wasn't for a much larger number of people who actually believe all of the, you know, the paranoia mongering. And I think that's key.
I agree. All right. Well, thanks for taking the call, and just keep doing what we're doing. I mean, we've never promoted violence, and none of you guys do. And even if that shooter sounds just like us, we still have a right to say what we're saying. You know. So.
We do. It's become harder to say it. We have to, express ourselves now with a lot more caution and watch our words so carefully. We have it's so unfair that we have to, you know, and anybody else can just if somebody wants to complain about white people or Christians or men or whatever, they can. And this might not be the best time.
Even Michael Savage blamed the Catholics. Look how the Jews go after the Catholics day in and day out, you know?
And has he ever had to apologize about anything?
No.
Do you remember? So, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this movie, A Love Story, from maybe 1970, 71. And,
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, and it had some famous pop music that came out of it. A Love Story. I can't remember who was in it. I think Robert Redford was in it. But that was back in the days before videos, and if you didn't see it in theaters, you didn't see it. So I never saw it, but I read the Mad Magazine parody of it. But the famous phrase from it was, love means never having to say you're sorry, right? Love means never having to say you're sorry. And this might not be a time, the best time to make, non-complimentary statements about the Jewish people, right? But I have said in the past that, being Jewish means never having to say you're sorry. And it's ironic because they have a whole holiday, Yom Kippur, the holiday, it's about atonement. But even though they have this holiday for atonement, they don't seem to get, they don't seem to have any ears towards grievances, the legitimate grievances that people have. They're completely deaf to them.
Yeah. It's all their heroes, even. If you look at, what was it, Joseph that enslaved the Egyptians, and then Moses brings them out of slavery, but they always leave out the first part, that Joseph enslaved the Egyptians first, and then they wander around like they're the big victim. It's amazing that they... And that's what you get when you hear the interview on Democracy Now. They do not acknowledge our right to exist, our right to civilization, nothing. It's just we're like cattle to them, or just the complete fungus or enemy that they just do. It's amazing. It's almost uncomprehensible in a way that. I guess we get our liberal elites can be similar, when you hear some guy like Tom Hanks, or some of these people are pretty out of touch as well, but
Yeah, well, I mean, he lives in that whole Hollywood bubble, which is, you know, it's a world that is largely created by Jews, as you know, the what was the guy's name, Neil Gabler, who wrote the book An Empire of Their Own. You know, it's created by Jews, and of course he's fabulously wealthy and must have a very nice life if he knows how to lead a life. And frankly, I've heard him interviewed, and he's probably not really all that intelligent in the first place. But even if he was, you know, he'd know which side of the bread the butter's on.
Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Check to you guys soon. I keep putting it off, but I got to donate to
RBN.
The public and Rance.
And Stormfront and David Duke. Okay, well, thank you for your call.
Thanks.
Our lines are open once again, and the number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. So, you know, I've said it like this before. You know, that there's really no need for animosity. If you get inside people's mindsets, you understand usually the reason that they have the positions they have is because, given the information that is available to them and the value system that has been injected into them, they're more or less just, you know, going along with the flow, which is what most people do. And, you know, it's just being human. And, you know, most humans just don't have, you know, the people who come and listen to this radio station, and you hear it during the commercial breaks, and, you know, John Stadtmiller saying that, you know, you are amongst the, you know, the most educated and astute audiences there is, and really are. Anybody who listens to you know, this network and this show is somebody who is at least observant enough that they know something's wrong, and they're trying to figure out what it is. And you have to figure it out. You know, you have to actively work and investigate to figure out how things are. But, you know, what I've said this in the past, that there's no need for animosity. And I've also said, I don't say this because I'm trying to avoid the ADL or the Southern Poverty Law Center labeling me as an anti-Semite, because they're going to anyway. The reason I say it is because there are people out there who, like, you know, regular people out there who know somebody at their office, or, you know, has somebody that they like who's Jewish, and, you know, they've heard on the radio that, oh, Jews are horrible people, and they're like this and like that. And what I'm saying is, no, they're not. And that person, you know, yeah, that person that you like, it may be a very, very likable person, maybe a very nice, decent, likable person, but this is why they, you know, even as a nice, likable, decent person, they can still support, you know, what their community is doing. You got to get inside their mindset. And so there is no reason for this personal animosity. And I have Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, it's good to hear from you again.
Well, hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm okay, and thank you for calling. How are you doing?
I'm good. I put that DeLongo video, I'm just going to call it that. I found it. I found the first 20 minutes in your chat room, and you can get to his chat room, people, by going to nationalbigu.com and click on Join the Conversation.
And thank you for doing that. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And there's also, I'm going to put in there, Jews were actually expelled 359 times. And you know, you never hear any complaints about how many times. You know, you would think they would say, hey, wait a minute, that didn't happen. Well, it did.
Right. Hang on, we're going to break, but please hang on.
Okay.
Be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Patrick Slattery, and I'm with Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, you have the floor.
Well, I wanted to say, too, that besides being expelled, you know, they admit to being parasites. So, of course, they have to show up somewhere else in some other disguise, right? And, in fact, that's what Columbus, his real name is Zarco. They were expelled from Spain, and he took the name of the last child they sacrificed, Christopher.
I've heard the speculation about his Jewish ancestry. I've never seen anything that I regard as at all convincing.
Well, I'll put that research in your chat too. It's bona fide, and it's even from them. They sort of brag about it, actually.
Well, I think anybody would want to brag about the voyage of discovery. For better
Patrick,
or for worse, he tied together the old world and the new world.
Listen, you're being a dreamer. They killed off the natives. Okay, on
I
the
said
island.
For better or worse.
Pardon me?
I said for better or worse. He was a very significant person, extremely significant person. And, you know, history is for better and worse. All these events happen in history. And typically, you know, if there's a big event, there's big good and big bad that comes out of it. And that's kind of our human experience.
Rothschild has had the banking for Catholics worldwide since 1823. And, of course, you don't hear about the long list of rabbis and the pedophilia, and it's not pedophilia. That's not child love. But what I really wanted to tell you was this Sayoc, Psyop, he has several aliases. CNN whitened him up. He's darker. He's actually Jewish and probably Mossad and probably several different ops going on there. His father is supposed to own Sayax, and if you look that up, and that's in, well, it's worldwide, but Israel too, electrical systems for fighter jets and whatnot. But I'm thinking this might be a white hat op, these stupid bombs. I mean, I don't watch the Talmud Stream media, but the Democrats aren't crying about this, are they? They don't want to cry.
I don't know.
The
pipe bombs is something very strange. The name Sayoc is mainly found in the Philippines. I don't know of the Jewish connection, but of course, you know, you had Sephardic Jews who would have arrived in the Philippines early on. I don't know of any Jewish connection.
Yeah, several aliases. Yeah,
and
but I'm just
and
saying, you're not.
And it would be very, very interesting if they actually, and easy to do. It would be interesting if they whitened his photo.
Of course they did.
You know, I don't know. It would be interesting.
But Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
But Patrick. Do you see any of these Democrats that receive them? Are they, you know, they would be out in front of the cameras all the time if they really did, you know, had this working for them. They're not.
Yeah, well,
they?
I mean, we don't know exactly what happened with it, but among the range of possibilities is that they were never intended to blow up in the first place, or that the guy was incapable of putting together something that would blow up in the first place.
Well, let me just squeeze
you know, there's
this
a few other possibilities.
Can I squeeze
they're
this
all
in?
Kind of weird. Excuse me?
Can I just squeeze in? I think it might be a white hat, and that's why they had to pull the Squirrel Hill thing. Cover for that.
All right. Well, that seems to be the last word for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.